For USA Radio News, I'm Rick Vincent. The Senate to vote later today on the confirmation of Brett Kavanaugh to the Supreme Court. Maine Senator Susan Collins ended the fight in the Judiciary Committee by saying she didn't believe his accuser, but her harsh words were reserved for members of the Senate.
We have come to the conclusion of a confirmation process that has become so dysfunctional, it looks more like a caricature of a gutter-level political campaign than a solemn occasion.
Collins believes every person, man or woman, who makes a charge of sexual assault deserves to be heard and treated with respect, but she said sexual abuse claims by Christine Blasey Ford failed to meet the more likely than not standard. Announcements by Collins and Democrat Joe Manchin of West Virginia that they'll support the conservative jurist make today's confirmation vote a formality. You're listening to USA Radio News.
If you're 85 or younger, would you like peace of mind and comfort for your family? We're Final Expense Direct with an urgent message for you. The average funeral today costs over $8,000, but the most you'll get from government benefits is $255. How will your family pay the difference? We can help. Our senior plans start as low as just a dollar a day and pay up to $30,000 for a funeral and other final expenses. Peace of mind is easy. There's no medical exam. You'll have lifetime coverage, and your plan can't be canceled as long as you pay your premiums. Call now for free information about our senior plans. Answer a few simple questions and receive approval right on the phone. Plus, call right now, and we'll give you a discount prescription card for free. Call 800-561-5716. That's 800-561-5716. Again, 800-561-5716.